back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. Roger Stone, political consultant extraordinaire. That's what Roger Stone is, extraordinaire. Working for Nixon and Reagan and Trump and giving lots of other advice on the side. He's got a bunch of books out. He's got a website, www.stonezone.com. He also runs the best dressed list. Just a man about town. We're very pleased to have him here. Roger, I wanted to talk to you about a very interesting column by our friend Byron York of the Washington Examiner. And the question he asks, great question, how big can Trump's lead get? Okay? If you thought Trump's lead over the Republican field couldn't get any bigger, you'd be wrong. The three most recent major polls, last 10 days, Trump lead 47, 48, and 50 points respectively. Real Clear Politics average 43.9. And one of the new polls from Fox News shows Trump with 60% support. DeSantis, 13. Who else is in here? Ramaswamy at 11. Nikki Haley at 5. Mike Pence and Tim Scott at 3. Chris Christie is at 2. All right. Roger Stone, how big can Trump's lead get? What does this mean?
I must tell you, Larry, first of all, it's great to be back with you. You know, I have 45 years in American politics. I'm a veteran of 13 national Republican presidential campaigns. I have in my career worked in 700 individual campaigns. I have never seen anything like this in my vast experience. Donald Trump is a force of nature. He's a phenomena. This speaks to two things. One, the extent to which he has remade the Republican Party as the party of working people, as the party of middle class, as a party of those who aspire to be wealthy and successful. And also to the fact that the tactics being used on him have backfired in such spectacular fashion. It's not just that his vote share increases, it is that those who are voting for him become completely unshakable. So not only is the intensity of his support growing, but there seems to be no limit. This nomination contest is over. It's done. Late last night, the Florida State Republican Committee rescinded a loyalty oath provision that would have potentially kept Donald Trump off the Florida primary ballot. So in Governor DeSantis's home state, the state committee has essentially rolled over to admit the ballot position of Donald Trump. Extraordinary.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYPD. I see.
Yeah. In the States, by the way, in this Byron York article, Trump is up 30 points in Iowa, 31 points in New Hampshire, and 34 points in South Carolina. So those are pretty big numbers. DeSantis is now fourth in the overall GOP contest, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. Where he started, or at least where some people thought he started. And Roger, on issues, I know you're an issues guy also. Byron York's piece talks about how Trump Republicans are strongly anti-abortion, 73%. 44% of non-Trump Republicans feel the same way. Trump Republicans more intense about parents' rights. 90% believe in parents' rights. 89% believe in gun rights. And Roger, I'll just say in general, Trump's the only guy with an economic growth and prosperity agenda out there, and he has been from day one of this campaign, and also his whole liquid gold drill baby drill thing, which adds to it. So he's, I mean, I still believe a key part of his popularity is because of the issues. This is more like 2016 than 2020.
I totally agree with that. Putting aside the Republican polling for a moment and looking at the trial heats between he and Joe Biden, the Wall Street Journal poll, the CNN poll this past week, not only is he demonstrating extraordinary resilience there, where he continues to hold a narrow lead on Biden, also leading him in the swing states, but on the key question of who is best able to handle the economy, he enjoys almost a 20-point lead. When we get back down to it, it is always the economy, stupid, and people are struggling in this economy, and they think it's going to get worse. This is, in my opinion, Trump's strongest single argument for return to the White House.
You know, another one here. So you've got this UAW strike, Roger, and I think they have a lot of merit in what they're saying, right? I may not agree with all of it, but a lot of it. Certainly real wages are falling because Bidenflation is so high, and you've got this insane Biden Green New Deal climate change policy, which will ban gasoline cars sometime in the next 10 years, and everybody's going to be forced to buy electric vehicles, which nobody basically wants to buy. So, Roger Stone, Trump puts out a very good white paper this week on measures that he will take to, you know, restore drilling, stop the insane miles per gallon references, stop the emissions references, and stop the electric vehicle mandates. That is something that no other candidate in either political party is doing. He is speaking directly to the UAW. And you know what, Roger? In many ways, he's speaking directly to working folks in general.
That's why I think swing states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, that were never available in truth to Mitt Romney or John McCain, are available to Donald Trump. I think he has a unique crossover capability with blue-collar, largely ethnic, in many cases Catholic, working-class Democrats and independents who recognize that the long-term plan for them, by the Democrats, is a disaster. That is why I think Trump is continuing to maintain this lead in the general election polls. They no longer have an agenda in the Democratic Party of representing working.
And the lead guest is?
I have Mike Davis of the American Accountability, the Internet Accountability Project, talking about the lawfare against Donald Trump, and Rob Schneider, stand-up comic, telling us why he's for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay, terrific stuff. Thank you, Roger Stone.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.